This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia shifted a dozen cracked military units from the shattered port of Mariupol to eastern Ukraine and pounded away at cities across the region. Ukrainian authorities said on Friday as the two sides hurtled toward what could be an epic battle for control over the country's industrial heartland. Meanwhile, Russia reported that one service member was in fact killed, 27 others left missing after a fire on board the warship, which sank a week ago following what the Ukrainians boasted was a missile attack. Moscow previously reported everyone aboard had been rescued. The Russian Defense Ministry did not acknowledge an attack on the ship. It continued to say a fire broke out after ammunition detonated without explaining how that happened. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has separate meetings planned with the leaders of Ukraine and Russia. We get details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet separately with the presidents of Russia and Ukraine to make an urgent face-to-face plea for peace. The Kremlin says he will meet with Vladimir Putin and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday. Later on Thursday, Guterres will be in Ukraine to see President Volodymyr Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. A UN spokesperson says Guterres will deliver the same message, calling for a series of steps both countries can take right now to stop the fighting and get people to safety. One former UN official says there shouldn't be any exaggerated expectations about the meetings, but the trip is a symbol of what the United Nations stands for, peace and security.
That is AP correspondent Tim McGuire reporting, and this is VOA News. A Taliban official says that a bombing at a mosque and religious school in northern Afghanistan killed at least 33 people, including students of a religious school. The Taliban's deputy culture and information minister said the bombing in the town also wounded another 43 people, many of them students. No one immediately claimed responsibility for that bombing, but Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate has claimed a series of bombings that happened on Thursday, the worst of which was an attack on a Shiite mosque in northern Mazar-Sharif that killed at least 12 Shiite Muslim worshippers and wounded scores more. In the U.S. state of Florida, the governor, Ron DeSantis, signed into law new guidelines involving race-based discussions in businesses and schools as part of his campaign against critical race theory. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Passed by lawmakers earlier this year, the legislation bars instruction that says members of one race are inherently racist and that they should feel guilt for past actions committed by others of the same race, or that a person's status as privileged or oppressed is necessarily determined by their race. Opponents say DeSantis doesn't have an accurate idea of what critical race theory is. They argue that his motives are to suppress an accurate account of Black history. Black lawmakers in Florida have said they believe the legislation will have a chilling effect on how African American history is taught, because teachers will fear lawsuits if students' parents object to how they present subjects like slavery, segregation, lynchings, and the continued presence of racism in the United States. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Officials in Shanghai promised to ease antivirus controls on truck drivers that are hampering food supplies, while Hong Kong's government announced the end of a two-year-old ban on non-residents flying into the city as its outbreak fades. The streets in Shanghai have been largely empty despite an easing of restrictions that confined most of its 25 million people to their homes. Many still are barred from leaving their neighborhoods. Many offices and factories remain closed. A deputy mayor promised every effort to resolve problems that prompted complaints about a lack of access to food. The Hong Kong government said no residents or non-residents who are vaccinated and have a negative virus test will be allowed to fly in starting May 1st. Recapping our top story, Russia shifting a crack military unit from the shattered port of Mariupol to eastern Ukraine and pounding away at cities across the region. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.